This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello there, Pisces, and welcome to your horoscope for today, Friday, April 19th, 2024. The sun is in your second house, so you may feel more confident in yourself right now. This is a good time for your self-esteem. You are not afraid to put yourself first. Mars is in your first house, so you might be more expressive of your frustrations and unafraid of speaking up when something irritates you.
Your work and money.
The Venus North Node conjunction in your second house shows an important time for making financial decisions. The Sun-Pluto square shows that you may feel less confident in your skills and abilities academically, so try to postpone important decisions and avoid participating in bigger projects.
Your health and lifestyle.
The Sun rules your house of health and is in your second house, so doing comforting activities may improve your overall well-being. Try to avoid unnecessary stress. The moon is in your seventh house, so your emotions might be easily influenced by the people around you. Try to keep good company.
Your love and dating.
If you are single, the moon-Saturn opposition shows that you may not feel ready for a new romantic commitment unless the other person truly meets your expectations. If you are in a relationship, Mercury is in your second house, so your partner will bring out your confidence and provide you with the security you need. Wear yellow for luck. Your lucky numbers are 4, 10, 24, and 35. From the entire team at Optimal Living Daily, thank you for listening today and every day. And visit oldpodcast.com for more inspirational podcasts. Thank you for listening.